B'shem Hashem Kel Olam, in the name of Hashem, the God of the world, according to Pasuk in Tehillim, either L'cha'ez Bach Zevach Teide, to you I slaughter the carbon Teide, or B'shem Hashem Ekra, in the name of God I call out, or as many Girsais have, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tikoin Tefilasi, I'll prepare my prayer, like Keteris Lafanach, like incense in front of you, Masas Kapai, the lifting up of my palm, should be like Minchas Arev, should be like the Mincha, the flower offering of the evening, which that refers to Sefer Tishi, the ninth book of the 14 Sifri Yad HaChazaka, who Sefer Kabanis, it's the book of the sacrifices, which continues in the theme of the previous Sefer, that of Avodah, which is talking about the general service in the Beis HaMikdash, and here it talks about the individual's sacrifices, which Halchais of Sheish, there are six categories of halachas, Vizeh Sidurin, and this is their orders, from the more common to the lesser, Hichas Karban Pesach, laws of the Karban Pesach, Hichas Chagiga, the law of the festive Karbanas, Hichas Bechiris, the laws of the firstborn animals, Hichas Shagagas, the laws if someone erroneously committed a sin to get atonement, Hichas Mechusar Kapar, the laws of those who are lacking atonement, which certain people in their final services of purification require certain Karbanas, and Hichas Tumurin, the laws of when someone tries switching the sanctity of a carbon onto another animal. And with that, we begin the first Hilchas Karban Pesach, the first of six halachas, the laws of the Pesach sacrifice, which yesh b'chol and shashetzer mitzvahs, which in the category there's 16 mitzvahs, arba mitzvahs to say, 4 positive commandments, ushteim esri mitzvahs to say, and 12 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Aleph 1, there's a mitzvah lishcha to sepesach besmane, to slaughter the Karban Pesach in the appropriate time. Beis number 2, shalei lizbeich esal chametz, not to slaughter it when you have possession of chametz. Gimel number 3, shalei tol nimudav, not to leave over the sacrificial parts beyond the night. Dal number 4, Lishchid Pesach Sheni, to slaughter the second Pesach, which is a month later for those that weren't able to bring on the first one. Hey, number 5, Lechol Basar Pesach, to eat the meat of the Karban Pesach, Al Matzah Umar, together with Matzah and Mor, Balei Chamisha Aser, on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Vav number 6, Lechol Pesach Sheni, Al Matzah Mor, to eat the Karban Pesach with the unleavened bread and the bitter herbs, Balei Chamisha Aser, Lechidash Hashem, on the night of the 15th, in the second month, that of Ir. Halacha Mitzah Zayin, Shliyachol Nam, but we shall not eat the Karban Pesach either partially roasted or fully cooked. Ches number 8, Shliyitzim Imsar Pesach Chutz Lachabur, not to take the meat of the Karban Pesach out of the group where one is eating it. Test number 9, Shliyachol Menu Mumer, that a rebellious Jew, a renegade, should not eat from the Karban Pesach. Yud Mitzvah number Yud, Shliyachol Menu Taishem, that a resident Gentile or Besacher or a hired laborer should not eat from this Karban Pesach. Yud Aleph number 11, Shliyachim in the Aral, that an uncircumcised person should not eat from the Karban Pesach. Yud Beis number 12, Shliyachim be'etzim, shouldn't break the bone of the Karban Pesach. Yud Gimel number 13, Shliyachim be'etzim Pesach Sheni, same halacha, one should not break the bone by the second Karban Pesach. Halacha Yud Dal, Shliyachim be'men adbuk, not to leave it over from the Karban Pesach up until the morning. Tezvav number 15, Shliyachim in Pesach Sheni labuk, so if one didn't bring the first one, then a month later, when the second Karban Pesach, he should not leave that over till the morning. And Tezayin number 16, Shliyashim mipsach chagigas arba aser ayam shlishi. Shouldn't leave over the meat from the chagiga, the festive offering that's brought on the 14th of Nisan, together with the Karban Pesach. Should not leave it over till the third day, as a shlamim. One shouldn't leave it over to that third day. Uber mitzvah el parakim elu, and the explanation of these commandments are in these chapters, which there are 10 parakim. Perak Alf through Dalet discusses the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach and the people of that chabura of that group. Perak Hei to Zayin discusses when a person is pushed over to the Pesach Sheni. And Perek Chastayu discusses regarding the eating of the Karban Pesach. And with that, we begin Perek Rishon, the first of these 10 Perakim, Perek Rishon, which discusses the laws of slaughtering the Karban Pesach. Halacha Aleph, which discusses the mitzvah, the timing, and the place. Mitzvah says, there's a positive commandment, Lishchit is a Pesach, to slaughter the Karban Pesach, Barba Aser L'Chodesh Nisan, on the 14th of the month of Nisan, Acha Chatzais, afternoon. Vein Sheikhtin, and one doesn't slaughter, Ella, it could only be Minakvasim, either from lambs, or even the Izim, or from goats, Bilvad, only from those two types. And it has to be Zachar ben Shana, a male in his first year. And this commandment is both for men and for women. Halacha Beis. If someone deliberately violates this positive commandment, and passes the day of the 14th, and he didn't sacrifice the Karban Pesach, and he wasn't someone that was richly impure, and wasn't at a far distance with those two individuals are considered exempt because of their status, he wasn't any of those excuses. Or is a chayv karas? So he's liable for karas, for dying at a young age, and then bitla b'shkaga. And but if he nullified it by mistake, then part is going to be exempt from the liability of karas. Halacha gimel. Ein shechten es haPesach ilabazar. The slaughtering of Karban Pesach has to be in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, kishar kadosh, like all other karbanos. Now, Av b'shes heter abamis, even at times in history when there was a permissibility of a person's private altar, they wouldn't sacrifice the Karban Pesach on the private individual altar. And whoever does sacrifice the Karban Pesach on the private altar, look, he gets lashed. Kanema says a pasuk in the bar. You cannot slaughter the Karban Pesach in one of your gates. Which from tradition they learned that this is a warning, a prohibition, that someone slaughters on the private altar, even in a time when bamas were permitted. Slaughtering the Karban Pesach is after noon. Now, if Mishchatik Kodim Chatzais, if he slaughters it before noon, well, possible, it's going to be invalid because the Pasuk says Bein Arbaim has to be in the between the evenings, between when the sun starts moving towards the west and when it finally gets to the west. And Vein Sheikh de Noisa Ella Achar Tamish Abayin Abayim. Moreover, not only do we do it afternoon, we only do it after the evening Karban Taman was already sacrificed. And Achar Shemektirin Kutarish Abayin Abayim. Moreover, it should be after the evening incense, and Achar Shemektirin Kutarish Abayin after the Menorah was already lit. Then Maschil Nishchat Ezeb Pesachim, then they start slaughtering the Karban Pesach of Gans Kol Yisrael, Atzai B'yam, until the end of the day. Now, the Mishchat Achar Chatzais, but if we're slaughtered at least afternoon, even though it's Karban Taman Shabbat Nabayim before the evening Karban Taman, Karshat can be valid. But what you should do is, V'yi Echad Memaris B'dama Pesach, someone should mix the blood of the Karban Pesach, Atshe Zarg Dama Taman, until they first go and shecht and spray the blood of the Karban Taman, V'achach Yizuk Dama Pesach Acham, and then you'll spray the Karban Pesach, which is supposed to be afterwards, after that. Now, the Nizrik Dama Pesach Karban Dama Taman, if let's say even the blood of the Pesach was already sprayed before the blood of the Taman, then Karshat can be valid, because ultimately it was done Bein Arbayim. Halacha Hey. Hashrechet is a Pesach b'zman. If someone slaughters the Karban Pesach in its appropriate time, and he had an olive-sized piece of leavened bread in his domain, like he gets lashed, Hashem says a Pesach in Shemais. One should not slaughter the blood of the my carbon, referring to the Karban Pesach, al chametz, when he has possession of chametz. Which it means, he shouldn't be slaughtering Karban Pesach and having possession of chametz. And this applies echad hashaych, whether it's the one who's slaughtering, echad hazerik esedam, whether the one who's spraying the blood, echad hamakdis mum, when someone's burning the sacrificial parts, im hoy b'shus achem, if any one of them had in his possession, hoy b'shus achem nechaburo shoichem pesach, even in the possession of one of the people of that group that eats a carbon pesach, has kezayis chametz b'shas sakravasa, an olive-sized piece of chametz at the time when he's sacrificing it, harizit it like its lashes, but by pesach kasher, pesach is kasher, but just he violates that iser of leisisbach al chametz dam zivchi. Halacha Vav continues regarding the blood and the sacrificial parts of the Karban Pesach, regarding its actual sacrifice. Dama Pesach, the blood of the Karban Pesach, toin shvicha. It needs to be poured, which means calmly, to the wall in Mizbeach, in contrast to what we call zrika, which is spraying from a distance. It's poured, and it also has to be keneged ha-yisoid, opposite the part of the Mizbeach that has a foundation, which not all parts of it has a foundation. Then, after the blood was spilled out, then you skin the Karban Pesach, according to this bitna, you tear open its belly. Umetzin the same movement, you take out the sacrificial parts. Umaktir noisim chalavim, and then you go and you burn those fats. Kozevach mezevach labadi. Each and every Karban Pesach has to be done by itself, because the pasuk says v'hiktiroi in the singular terminology. Uvala zevach nitl pischei imo urshle, and then the owner of the carbon, he takes the Karban Pesach with its hide, its skin. Umevi lebeisul Yerushalayim, and then he takes it home to where he's staying in Yerushalayim. V'tileu ba'ichel erev, and he roasts it and eats it that evening by the seder night. Halacha zayin. Now, hamanich emum, if someone leaves over the sacrificial pots, velohik tir machalon, and he didn't burn them until they were left out overnight, and when the subalim became invalidated by being left out overnight. In other words, what Rambam means to say is that this is only a problem if it became invalidated by being left out overnight, because there are certain cases where you could leave it overnight and it does not become invalidated, like on the top of the Mizbeach, where if it wasn't taken down, you could actually continue to burn it. So it's only when it became invalidated by being left out overnight, then Harizal Eva Balaisa say he violates a negative prohibition. Shemek says the pasuk in Shemais, "V'loyol mchelav chakad b'ayik." You shouldn't leave overnight the fats of my carbon up until the morning. Now, vav pishava, but although he violated, ein alik is not going to get lashes lefishem b'maisa, because there's no action; it's a passive violation, which one does not get lashes for. Halacha ches, umaktirin chelav pesachim kol alayla, and you could burn, according to biblical law, the fats of the carbon pesach all night long, atshayalam arashacha, until the break of dawn. Now, b'bed v'mum, when we say this, if the 14th of Nisan, which Erev Pesach, was on Shabbos, that now, Matzah Shabbos, which is the night of Yom Tov, you could burn the sacrificial parts, because the fats of a carbon that's burned on Shabbos can be sacrificed on Yom Tov, because Shabbos has a greater level of sanctity than that of Yom Tov. But let's say Erev Yom Tov was on a weekday, then you cannot go ahead and burn the fats of a weekday carbon, which was on before Yom Tov. You cannot burn that B'Yom Tov on Yom Tov because it's a weekday carbon, so it doesn't have the right to go ahead and burn it on Yom Tov itself. Halacha Tes continues regarding the order of how this carbon Pesach was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So Pesach Nishchad B'Shalosh Kitas. The carbon Pesach was slaughtered in three groups of Klal Yisrael. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, V'Shachatu Oisai, and they should slaughter it, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. All the gathering of the assembly of the Jewish people, which you have Kol V'Ed B'Yisrael, all three mean the Jewish people, just different wordings. And so that's three different groups. And V'Ein Pachis M'Shleshim Ne'od M'Chol Kat V'Kas, and you don't have less than 30 people in each group, so that's for a minimum of 90 people. Now, halacha yud, let's say hoya kol chamish. Let's say in some total, all the Jewish people, only 50 people. So how are you going to get in each one to have your minimum of 30? So what you do is like this. Nechnasim etchil l'shleishim ha-shechem. So the first group goes in, 30 people, and they slaughter. V'yoytzim ha-sar v'nechnasim ha-sar. 10 leave and 10 come in. So there's still going to be 30. And the mechayzim v'yoytzim ha-sar v'nechnasim ha-sar. And then the last group, 10 go out. And then the remaining 10, which is that's from 30 to 40 to 50, come in. And that's how they do three groups of 30 each. Now, halacha yud, let's say hoya pachis mechamish. Let's say with less than 50. Then ain't shechet nesa pesach kichil. Initially, one should not slaughter the carbon pesach. From shachat to kasha, but did slaughter, it's going to be valid. But from shach to kumavas achas, if let's say all slaughtered together at the same time, oh, then that's kasha, that's going to be valid. But again, you're not supposed to have less than 30 in a group. So kitza nishchat, how is it slaughtered? So nichnesa hakata reshayna. So the first group goes in achat smal hazar until the whole courtyard is filled up with people. And again, minimum of 30, like we said. The noilan dal hazar. Then you close the gates of the courtyard. Umaschin lishchat es peschem, and they start to slaughter their carbon pesachs. As long as they're slaughtering and they're sacrificing, the Levim are saying the hal. Let's say the Levim finished saying the hal, the whole hal, and the groups, that first group didn't finish sacrificing all their carbon pesachs. So shayim, they said over a second time. Let's say they said already a second time and they didn't finish being makiv. They said a third time. But it never happened that they went and finished hal a third time, and that the first group didn't finish it. Halachid Bey is not more of a kol kriya kriya. For every recital of the hal that the Levim did, taken shows tekiyas b'chatzayis, they would make three blasts on the trumpets. A tekiya, true tekiya. A straight blast, that of a small blast, and a full, a regular blast. And the reason this is because hoil ve'en lo'y nechasim, en lo'y nesachim, lit kari b'shas nisach, since there's no libations over here by the Karm Pesach, to blow by the nisach of the yang, which they normally would blow then, so take a mishashchit, this is different, they would do the tekiya during the time of the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach. Now, Aloch and Gimel, continue on this service. Hakahanim oimim shuru shuru, so the Kahanim would stand in rows. Uvidei and Mizra, Kekesav, Mizra, Kizav, and in their hands were either silver bowls and golden bowls, as the Ram explains. Shuru shakul, Kesav, Kesav. The row that's all silver was silver. Shuru shakul, Zav, Zav, the row that's all gold was all gold. Beloy merav, now they wouldn't be mixed. Silver and gold. That it should be beautiful. It's more appropriate when you have that heart, that unified of silver or of gold. More of lohaylam is rakam shulayim. The bowls that had the blood didn't have bottoms like a stand. So that it shouldn't be put down because you can't put it down because there's no bottom. And then because if it's left over there, it might congeal. Again, we need it to be the liquid so that it can be spread in the mizbeach. Halachi yidal. So shachar hashayichid. So the one who slaughters, again, any zayar could slaughter. The kibbutz kohen, and the kohen receives the blood. Then nusin lechaber, he gives it to his fellow kohen. The chaber lechaber, and his friend to his friend, and passing it all along, like we said, whether it be silver bowls or gold bowls, each row was different, all the way to the mizbeach. Why did they do it like this? Because she says, "Kudam b'mitzvah," said the multitudes of the kohen should be engaged in this mitzvah. Achi gi hadam mitzvah kohen hakarav lemizbeach, until it reached to the kohen who was right next to the mizbeach. So he poured it one pour opposite the ear of the Mizbech that had a foundation. And then, so he finished pouring that. Then he would receive another full bowl because this was a whole line of passing the bowls. So he would first accept the full bowl of blood. And then he would hand back to that kohen who handed him. He would hand him back the empty one. Not the other way around because im avinu mitzvah. You have to first go ahead and take the full bowl before you hand back the empty one. And that was how they sprayed the blood. Then the toilin they would hang umafshitin es kuloi, they would skin the whole carbon pesach, the kari, and they would tear it open umamaches krav, and they would squeeze out the intestines until they squeeze out all the excrement umaitzi es hemurin, and they would take out the sacrificial parts noisim mekli umalchem, they would put it in the vessel, they would salt it makirin nakarin gamazbech, and the kohen would sacrifice it, burn it on the mizbech. Now the kids tell umafshitin, how did they hang the carbon pesach and skin it? So masmerishal barzel, there were these pegs of iron. hayikvuin b'kselim of amudim, that were attached in the walls and in the beams, in the pillars, in the azar. Shabem tolem afshitin, that from those nails they would hang and skin the animals. So many yidden over there. If a person didn't find a place where to hang it from to skin it, so maklas takem machalak ma'ishim, they had these thin and smooth poles, and manich al-ksef of al-kasef chaver, so he would take the pole, put on his shoulder and his friend's shoulder, but toila, and they would hang the animal over that pole and mafshet and skin it that way. Halachat is vav. Now shalmu milahakrib. So when the first group finished their whole sacrificing of their korban pesach, so Paiskan Dasazar, so they open up the doors of the courtyard. The Yotzis Katurishan, that first group would go out, and then the second group would come in. Yotzashni, when the second group would go out, then the third group would come in. And Kamaisa Shnei Shlish is just like as we explained, it was done by the first group, so it was done the same by the second and the third group. Shalmakat Shlish, the Yotzis, when the third group finished and they left, then the Rechitim Asazar, then they would wash and clean up the courtyard. Now, Lacha Design actually tells us how this applies to overriding the laws of Shabbos. If the fourth of Nisan, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so even though it's Shabbos, they would do as they normally do the Korban Pesach on the weekday, that's what they would do on Shabbos. And even Merechitzin Nesazar b'Shabbos, they would even clean out the courtyard after what they were done on Shabbos, where although that's not necessary anymore for that Baidah, but She'in Yisr Shuas b'Mikdash, because there's no rabbinic prohibitions in the base of Mikdash, and this is only a problem rabbinically because it might come to smooth out the holes in the ground, so that's a rabbinic concern. And I feel like even though it's something that's not necessary for the service, Issus Shvus b'Mikdash, a rabbinic prohibition when it applies to Beit HaMikdash, Hetahu is totally permitted. Now, Loch Yedzayin, however, where a person could run into problems, is In Kol Echad Ve'Echad Melech Es Pesach LeBeis HaBeShabbos. A person cannot go ahead now, take his Karban Pesach back home if it's on Shabbos, this Erev Pesach, because even though Yerushalayim has a Halach like a Carmelist, but it's out of the base of Mikdash, so a rabbinic prohibition is not permitted for him to carry it back home. Ella, rather, what would they do if Erev Pesach was a Shabbos? Katur Rishayna, the first group, Yoytzim B'Pescheyin, they would go out after they finished first with their Korban Pesach, B'Yishim Harbais, and they would stay in the whole area of the Temple Mount. Vashni Yoytzim B'Pescheyin, the second group, when they would leave with the Korban Pesach, B'Yishim Mechel, and they would sit in the area of the Chel, which was between the Azara, between the courtyard and the Harbais. Vashlishis, in the third group, when they finished, they stayed in their place in the courtyard. Each of the three groups respectively would stay in their areas in these three different perimeters on the Harbayis until Matzah Shabbos. And then when it finally is Matzah Shabbos and it's the Seder night, they would all go home to Yerushalayim with their Korban Pesach. Aluch Yitches. Now, Shechitas HaPesach, the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, Uzrikas Damim, the spraying of the blood, Umich HaKrav, and squeezing of its intestines, Vehekter Chalav, and burning of the fats. All those things are Dechen as Shabbos. They override the Halacha of Malacha on Shabbos, because even though technically you actually could sacrifice the fats on Matzah Shabbos, but we don't delay a mitzvah even if you could do it on Matzah Shabbos because of Chavivim Mitzvah Shaita, it's more dear to do it in its appropriate time, and these are halachas of Karbanos, which we do in the Beis HaMikdash even on Shabbos. And the reason for these, why they're Deicha Shabbos, She'ef Shalas Soysen Kedma Shabbos, because you can't do these things before Shabbos, Shari Kibbul Ezman, it has a set time to do it now on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, even though it's Shabbos, Shnemelech says the Pasim Midbar, it's designated time, which tells us to do it in this time, even when it's Shabbos. So then you love me Mechal Shabbos. Avah Kavasai, but regarding carrying, riding it on your shoulder to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, oh, Vahavasai Mechal Zachum, or bring it from out of the Tchum, or Vachatichas Yabalta Bekeli, or to cut its wart, which is a mum, with a tool, those things in the Dechaz of Shabbos, they don't override Shabbos. Sharef Shalas Sisakim Shabbos, that you could have done before Shabbos doesn't allow you not to do it on Shabbos. Now, but if you could cut off that wart with one's hand on Shabbos, then you could go ahead and do that because that wouldn't be a biblical issur. And the Maisi Yevesha, and more of it was dry, then you actually even cut off with a tool because since it's dry, that would also only be rabbinically prohibited. And like we said, there's no rabbinic prohibitions in the Beis HaMikdash at all. And the Chin Tzliyas is so too regarding roasting the Korban Pesach, about Dachas Kravav, and washing out, not the squeezing out, but the washing of the intestines. Those things are not necessary right now. Say, in the Shabbos, they don't know right Shabbos. You can do it after Shabbos, and therefore that doesn't allow one to be Mechal Shabbos for those things. Halacha Yates. Moreover, let's say Shachach Lehibi Sakha. Let's say the person forgot, and he forgot to bring a knife from before Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash to slaughter his Korban Pesach within the Azara, where everyone has to have a knife to slaughter, lo yivien b'Shabbos. He's not allowed to bring it on Shabbos again because he could have brought it from before Shabbos. Ella, so what does he do? So what he does is he puts the knife between either the horns of the lamb or in its wool, U'makishay, and he prods along the animal, achimavila zara, until he brings it to the courtyard. And then the makdish Hashem, he sanctifies it as a karban bezel over there, and then he'll slaughter it with the knife. Now, although he's doing what's called mechamer, which is leading the animal when it's carrying a load, and he's prodding it along, which is the isra of mechamer, but mechamer kalachay yaru, still it's done in an indirect way, because generally a lamb and a goat don't generally do this type of malacha of with carrying a knife in its wool or in its hair. And so, since it's done in an indirect way, and it's for a mitzvah, so in Pesach, therefore it's permitted. Now, but when we say this, as like we said before, only if this end was not yet sanctified as a Karban Pesach, and like we said, you prod it till it gets a zara, and then you sanctify it over there. And more of a law, he didn't say this is a Pesach, this is a Karban Pesach. The problem is, but if he already had sanctified, it was already Karban Pesach, and then he remembers he forgot to bring a knife, he can't do this idea that we said to bring the knife in its wool or in its horns, because that's doing work with a carbon. It's carrying something for you, which you now do work with a carbon. Now, but how did the first idea work? Why did they permit you to sanctify Karban Pesach on Shabbos, which generally to be makdish is forbidden to be done on Shabbos? The reason for that is, since it has a designated time for today, so they permitted you to sanctify it on Shabbos, to use it for today on Shabbos, which is the time of to bring this Karban Pesach today, even though it's Shabbos. And the same thing is also a person could sanctify his karma chagiga on yamtiv. Beinu Chayesh doesn't have to be concerned for the fact that he's being makdish something, which generally you say that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos and on yamtiv. Halacha chav, hashechel es haPesach. If someone slaughters the karban Pesach, the nimtza balmum, which if it turns out it has a blemish or is a mortal defect, which obviously is invalid as a karban, or is a shechel echad, then he slaughters another one. Bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos, whether it's a weekday or whether it's even a Shabbos, even if it's 100 one after the other. Continue slaughtering until he has a valid Karban Pesach. Or he could try and turns out the whole flock is invalid until it gets dark, and then he can't bring the Karban Pesach anymore because it's already nighttime. And then the Yidach Lesheni gets pushed up to the second Pesach, which is called Pesach Sheni, a month later. And the reason why that is because Shari Onesu, because it's beyond his control. And Sisa Ainus, those are the halachas that a person goes and he's able to bring it by Pesach Sheni.